What do we make of the Nesi'im? We meet the Nesi'im in our parsha. Each one of them gives an amazing gift over and over and over. Now we sit there and we wonder, wow, that's pretty amazing. Except the Torah points out midrashically that these are the same Nesi'im that once upon a time, what did they do? They said, we're going to wait. Let's see what happens. Everybody else will give, and whatever remains will make up the difference. And of course, we know there was no difference to be made up. So, those are the Nesi'im. And yet, if we follow the Midrashic thought one step further, we're told that, how did the Nesi'im get chosen? These were the Nesi'im that had been appointed by Paro to be the taskmasters of the Jewish people. They were beaten. They took a beating in order to save the Jewish people. So what picture is the one that's accurate? So before we answer that question, let's take a look at a different question. Esav comes and attacks, or almost attacks, Yaakov Avinu at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. It says that he came with 400 men. He brought 400 men with him. That's a lot of men. What happens with those 400 men? Chazal tell us that the 400 men end up becoming 400 men in the times of David and Melech that are spared from the attack on Amalek, and they live. For not attacking in one place, they're not attacked in another. Why do we need to do that? Why can't they just be, it happens to be, there's 400 here, there's 400 here. Why can't it be that there are people that were willing to take a beating for the Jewish people in one place, and there were people in another place not so good? Sefer Darchei Menachem, Darchei Agada, in an explanation on the Agada in the Gemara, explains the following. He says that the reason why the Torah will sometimes take anonymous characters from one time and create a bridge to other times is in order to bridge the time and gap and create a closely linked historic picture that's easily grasped by the reader. What the Torah is trying to do is the Torah is trying to give us a perspective and an understanding of how things work. The message perhaps that the Torah is sending us is that there are people that are complicated. You can start off one way and end another way. I think the Torah is giving us a picture of hope. Just because I start a certain way doesn't ensure that I'll end a certain way. And perhaps even more hopeful is just because I start out well and I veer off poorly, like the Nesi'im, it doesn't mean that I'm condemned that way forever. God is telling us that we all have a chance. The Medrash, the rabbis, as they were writing their message that would turn the Torah into something that would be able to be grasped for generations and generations. But Sachs compares the Medrash to video versus the Torah that's radio. Radio you only hear, but the video you can see and you can hear. In order to make that message something of a video, something that's impactful, something that we could appreciate all these years later, there needs to be a message of hope. That's the message of the Nesi'im. Just because their starting point was so high and they hit a pretty big low doesn't mean that there's no potential to dig out and see success. May it be that Hashem gives us the strength to do the best we can. And when we hit pitfalls and we don't go exactly in the way that we want to, may Hashem help us ease ourselves out of our troubles and see success in the end.